Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:16 British Summer Time. Today is October 5th. Well, today I suppose the biggest news items were the fact that Goldman was upgrading some of the better performing banks, such as Wells Fargo and JP Morgan. Of course, they don't write reports about themselves, but Goldman itself is one of the better performing banks. And the ISM figures were the best in over a year. So these are positive sentiment type releases, and certainly we saw stock markets, particularly towards the close in the Americas, reflecting that positive sentiment, with the Dow and the S&P both up over 1%, as were Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. Brazil and Mexico closer to 2% up on the day. In Europe, it was a little bit more muted. The best performer was probably Spain, up 2%, but the majority of indices were up just over half of 1%. And in Asia, the tone was a little bit more mixed. The Hang Seng was a bit po was up a little bit. The Nikkei was down a bit. This broadly supportive tone that we had from today's releases was bearish for the dollar, and we saw the dollar weaker by a full cent against, or more than a cent against the Australian dollar, close to 1 cent against the Canadian dollar, and relatively close to 1 cent weaker against the euro as well. The pound was a little bit weaker, or close to unchanged against the dollar today. And this symbiosis that we have with the dollar and stock markets remains very much in place. The progression of lower rally highs for the dollar remains intact. It hasn't been seriously threatened at all, in fact. And today's positive action in stock markets suggests that it's not going to be all one way to the downside. And the progression of higher reaction lows remains in place for the vast majority of stock markets. And while we may be beginning to be asking questions about how much further the dollar can decline, or how much more to the upside is justified by the valuations on stock markets, these are probably valid questions, and they will be answered at some point in the coming months. But for the moment, we do not have any technical evidence to support a bearish view on stock markets or a bullish view on the dollar. When we eventually do get a larger reaction which breaks the progression of higher reaction lows for stock markets and lower rally highs for the dollar, well, then it's probably going to, for stock markets at least, be a reversionary type process towards the mean that will either take the shape of the template put forward by the Chinese market, which was a swift reaction towards the mean and subsequent ranging, or it could be more of a ranging consolidation, which allows the moving average to catch up with the trading range. One way or the other, we'll see a reversionary type process unfolding eventually, but that's by definition. In the meantime, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt more or less to the upside. There is a strong likelihood that we're probably closer to a more reactionary type phase than we are to the next really big move to the upside. By and large, stock markets have been ranging with an upward bias for the last 2 months, particularly those in on Wall Street. And when we look at those indices, they remain consistent, and the current ranging with an upward bias phase is relatively similar to the prior range that we saw already for the S&P. But the most consistent thing, and the thing we've continued to highlight, are the progressions of higher reaction lows. And as long as they remain intact, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to this gradual ranging uptrend. And when they're broken, it's likely to be more of a reactionary type environment. And when we do start to see these indices finding support closer to their 200-day moving averages, it's likely to be an accumulation zone for those instruments. In that type of environment, we are looking at the indices that are doing best. They're concentrated in Latin America, commodity producing Latin America and emerging Asia. In any reactionary type environment, they are probably the ones that will find support first and rally first, and their continued outperformance isn't an accident, and the chances are that in any reactionary type environment, they may fall more, but they're likely to find support earlier and rally faster. In which case, one would want to keep a close eye on these indices with a view to an accumulation zone forming in any reactionary environment. With the US dollar a little bit weaker in here today, pushing back towards the lower side of its range on the dollar index. Interestingly, bonds were a little bit firmer with the US 30-year. It went and had a look at 123 earlier on today and probably closed about halfway on its range in the 122.5 region. But it continues to hold the majority of the gain that it put in last week, and it has held the upward break, which would suggest that there are at least some people attempting to hedge a deflationary fear type of scenario, and that could be a suggestion that people are beginning to take some money off the table. Again, that isn't corroborated by what we're seeing in stock markets or indeed in the currency markets. The weaker dollar has also been supportive of the commodities, particularly in the precious metals arena. In gold, we saw that gold was up to $1,017 today. Silver was up 44 at 1667, having looked at the $1,600 level earlier on today. Platinum finished back above $1,300. Palladium back above $300. And to the extent that the dollar was weaker, certainly these precious metals are rallying more on a weaker dollar than they are falling on a stronger dollar. The weaker dollar today was broadly supportive of all commodity markets, but of particular note are the sugar market, which was up 41 cents, sorry, 4 cents, 41 ticks on the US traded contract, up to 24 now on that front month, and above $600 on that life traded contract. So certainly there is something going on in the sugar market. Cocoa is also still right up there, and coffee found support at the lower side of its range. That's what the Arabica contract, indeed Robusta is very similar, found support at the lower side of its range last week. And while it closed off its highs today, it really would need to take out last week's lows to question scope for it to rally back up towards the upper side of its range. So we remain in the status quo that has developed over the last 6 months, while getting a little bit long in the tooth and giving us reason to begin to question the integrity of the advances that are underway or the decline in the dollar. We don't have any clear evidence that this status quo is seriously being questioned. The funding mechanism where investors can borrow pounds or euros or dollars or yen and invest them either domestically in better performing or higher yielding assets or indeed abroad, that process is still very much intact. And provided speculators can use this funding mechanism to their advantage, the chances are that the status quo will remain intact for at least the time being. And we know what to watch for if that is about to change, because it will obviously begin to show strength in these particularly weak currencies such as the pound and the dollar. And we would see the progressions of higher reaction lows being challenged on stock markets. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.